People are talking about Yorktown and Cumberland and all the other towns that are visiting. Chase Bruton, the aforementioned town manager of Yorktown, the host of a big, humongous event. There's all kinds of movers and shakers in your town. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning. I actually brought one of them along with me, Mr. Ben Lips from Cumberland.
Now, Ben, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in this morning. How hard did he have to work to get you to wear the Hawaiian shirt as we are on the radio here now this morning?
There were some pretty aggressive text messages happening before I made my way up here. So.
For those that don't know, Chase has a proclivity to, how many you got, like a million Hawaiian?
I probably have 50.
All right. He liked to wear them Fridays typically at work. You encourage your staff to do the same.
Correct.
You feel like more town business gets done when you have the Hawaiian?
Yeah, and I feel like we're the community feels we're more open to them coming and visiting while we're wearing our Hawaiian shirts.
Now, when the president was here last week in your place, he was not wearing a Hawaiian shirt, as I recall.
I've had this talk with him about it, that he should wear them during council meetings.
And what does he say?
He doesn't like the idea.
Okay. All right. Very good. Chase, you introduced our guest. Tell everybody, you shared with me a while ago this was going to be happening, this gathering in your town. Tell them what's going on.
IMMA, which is the Indiana Municipal Managers Association, has an annual conference, and they choose a different town to visit. And Yorktown was lucky enough to be the host this year. I just so happen to also be the president of that organization, and Mr. Ben here is the vice president. So we are hosting about 30 different management level staff from different towns around Indiana, representing 20 different communities.
Ben, first time in our studio, but you said you've visited Yorktown before. We're glad that you and your fellow town managers are here. Tell us about Cumberland, though, for those that aren't aware of what that great town's like.
Yeah, we're a kind of a smaller size community, 6,500 residents, but growing fast. We're in Marion County and Hancock County. Hancock County was the fastest growing county in the state in 2023. We ourselves approved 1,000 new units of housing, so a town of 6,500. That's pretty big growth in a community that size. But
typical with these kinds of gatherings, you got to do your business, you got to do your meetings, you got to do your sharing, and you get to do all that stuff, which is good. But I understand there's some fun too. You were bragging the moment, Chase Bruton, when you look at him laugh, when you walked in here, and you put this in a personal I term. There is an I in team, apparently, in golf.
Correct. So I was the returning golf champ from last year, and I am still the golf champ after the golf outing yesterday.
He's very competitive. Have you ever noticed that?
I've noticed that, but he's also on a team of four in a scramble, and he's the D player, so he is the I that is the caddy, I think.
That is correct.
Did you want to give any credit to your other team members?
Yes. Okay, so I think Sean Hildebrand was probably our best player. Okay. Matt Trimble did very well, and then Tim Jensen and I rode around on the golf carts.
I'll ask Ben this one. Do you think their group was hit the ball, drag, chase? Was it kind of along that sort of a theme?
Absolutely. I can't say my team was any better in that regard, but that's absolutely
it. There was one tee shot where I thought I popped it straight up, and I was staring out into the distance, and everyone behind me was laughing. I looked down. It was right at my feet.
Well, you were there for the finesse. You weren't there for the power, right?
I mean, I hit a couple putts. Uh-huh. I hit a couple putts.
Okay. All right. Good. Now, we're just joking around. Well, seriously, what kinds, Ben, let's go to you. What kinds of meetings do you find most helpful and useful when you have these gatherings of town managers?
I would say two things. One, I think most importantly, is just all of us in the same field being together, because we don't get together a lot. So we have a lot of shared experiences, common experiences we can talk about. But we also do big legislative updates and things like that that keep us all current and all talking about what's best for our communities.
So. All right. And I assume there's competition too, right? I mean, because sometimes our towns in Indiana not vying for the same kinds of things, especially if geography-wise, Cumberland's not that far away from Yorktown. You're smiling, Chase.
We the town managers generally get along very well. We kind of crack jokes with the mayors that we're the professional side of the local government. But no, we get along. We all get along pretty well, and it's good to have that network. Just because if we need ordinances or things like that, we generally share them and help each other through some of those problems.
Chase Bruton is town manager Yorktown, and Ben Lips is the town manager from Cumberland. These things happen every year. Is that the gathering cycle? And I understand you are very honored to be the vice president of the humble leader. Chase Bruton is again laughing. Ben, do you want to talk about how proud you are to serve alongside?
I'm very proud to be able to help Chase on his journey. He needs a lot of it, and that's what I'm here for. So.
Do you feel the love?
He was the one who wrote me in to be the vice president, and then the previous president is no longer a town manager, so how this came to be.
So you missed a meeting. That's how you got
exactly.
Okay, all right, yeah. I've gotten those gigs before myself. You get nominated for no, but seriously, sharing these sorts of ideas and the honor for Yorktown to host it. I mean, that's a cool feather in Yorktown's cap.
It is. Our previous town manager volunteered Yorktown as soon as he left to be the host, and so.
Way to go, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for that, Pete.
Thanks a lot. But you're having a good time, sharing and talking to each other. There is a concert event, too, as part. You wanted to make sure there was a concert event at Civic Green.
That's correct. So every time we go to a different community for this conference, we try to do something that's very specific to that community. So, you know, when you go to Winona Lake, they had us walking around their little downtown area. Same thing with Nashville. And so for Yorktown, I was like, well, we're kind of known for the concerts and our Civic Green, so I wanted to do an event there. So tonight, food truck starts at 5:30. Music starts at 6:30. It's open to the public, so come on out. It's a X Generation band. It's a 90s cover band, so when you have a town manager in their 30s, you get 90s cover bands.
Ben, do you support that particular genre?
100%, yeah.
All right. You got to play to the crowd, right?
I just choose what I wanted.
You're the president. Whatever. If they don't like it, they can elect somebody else, right? Yeah. Seriously, that event, one of the many events and concerts that happen at that venue, Civic Green, is going to be fun. Yes, bundled up, but should be dry. That's not a problem tonight, I guess. And a little nippy, but it should be a great time. Anything else you wanted to touch on, Chase, before we let you get out of here?
Come down and have a beer. The Mouse will be serving them, or you can stop in at Four Day Ray and get one out of the tap.
All right. Ben, last words to you.
If there's any students that want to come out tonight and talk to people about working in government, it's a great opportunity to do that.
So. All right. Excellent. Nice to meet you.
You as well.
Welcome to the area. And, Chase, always good to see you.
It's good seeing you.
As we continue with more Through the Hour, this is Delaware County Today on WMUN.